boy in the box with the cast. I go take that hole to Dior, pick a shoe.
Let's go.
Kick a shit with your heart, that's my food. You can go put hardwood on the floor with a hoop. We like up in the score, we gon' shoot.
Ball.
I never pick up when she calls. If the bitch start bigger, she boss.
Uh-huh.
Like to wake up and sex like it's calm for safe. Who gets on my neck and she calls.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sideline Story. This is episode 3 to season 2 that I'm doing today. Today I'm going to get into it with this playoff prediction for the NBA, go through those. Right now, as I'm watching the game right now, we have some unexpected competition going on in the Eastern Conference first round, but hey, we're going to get right into it. So I'm going to start off with the game that's going on now, the Magic versus the Bucks. For me, I predicted this series is going to be a sweep. Honestly, I did. But as watching the game now, as I see, the Magic may have a chance to win this game. They're up 112-99 with about 4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. They've been a competitive team. The Bucks have not played as well. Of course, you're going to get your points from Giannis. But nobody else has really stepped up for those guys. For the Magic, they've put together team effort and play at a competitive in a very high rate. So, I don't know how the rest of this season turned out, but right now it looks like the Magic are definitely going to be a competitive team in the Eastern Conference for the first round for Giannis. Aaron Gordon hasn't played, but they've got multiple help from Markelle Fultz, Vucevic, DJ Augustine, guys like that who have came in and played great for the guys. We'll see how the rest of this game turns out with the Bucks. They just cut it down to 10 with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Let's see if they can make a comeback. Next, I'm going to go ahead and do the Western Conference playoff matchups. First, of course, the team is playing tonight, the Lakers versus the Trailblazers. This series, to me, will definitely be one to watch, especially if the Lakers don't find their groove that they played the whole regular season. For Portland, they put together a great run in the bubble and got into that 8th seed. They were at like 12th or 11th seed coming into the bubble, and Dame has definitely came to prove that he deserved to be in the playoffs, and they're playing at a high rate. Dame Dollar, he's been a tear on the court, of course, and it'll be hard for the Lakers to stop him because they don't have backcourt defense of Avery Bradley. They'll have to go with KCP and Danny Green. Those guys will have the matchup of guarding Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. McCollum, who, of course, came in clutch for the Blazers, and they played the Grizzlies in the fourth quarter, will also be a problem for the Lakers. For the Lakers, it's going to come down to 3 keys, in my opinion. One will be the star play of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. These guys have to come onto the court and just show their dominance while they're on the court, man. They have to be the guys who take over for these guys and just play the best. Number two, Kyle Kuzma had to come up big as a third scoring option for the Lakers. Kuzma, who only averaged 12 points this season, has to come out firing on all cylinders in order for the Lakers to just be as successful as they can be. If Kuzma can come out and average maybe 16, 18 points a game for the guys, they definitely can make this game and bust it open for the series. And my third factor will be the Lakers bench. They have to produce off the bench. You have to get guys like Caruso, Deion Waiters, and J.R. Smith. Those guys have to come in and play pretty well and pretty solid off the bench for the Lakers, who really don't have a bench. Those three guys are counted on for the Lakers to be successful, to match up against guys like Gary Trent and Anthony Simmons, who come off the bench for the Trailblazers. My prediction right now for this series is 4-2 Lakers. I feel like the Blazers will definitely come and be competitive, and it's going to be a fun and interesting series with Dame, CJ, and Carmelo Anthony. Melo is definitely coming in and played great for those guys. He's averaging 22 points per game this season, and everybody thought he was washed, but I feel like he has to come in and be a big factor for the Trailblazers as well. This will be a great showing of the three position with LeBron playing Melo again, both in their 17th season, both in came in together, long life friends. Those guys will definitely be a competitive matchup to watch. LeBron has to come in and kick it into another gear. We've always seen playoff Bron, and now we have to see it this year for sure. Playoff Bron has to step in. Anthony Davis, who's came into the playoffs a couple times, he's never been in this situation. I feel like he has a lot of pressure on him to show that he can play great in the playoffs and help LeBron win this championship. So for me, that prediction, 4-2 for the Lakers, I feel like that's a great prediction. Next, we have the Clippers and the Mavs, who played last night. In this series, it would definitely be more competitive than people think. For the Mavs, they have the star power that can make it a tough series for the Clippers. For the Mavericks, of course, Luka and Porzingis have something to prove this year and show that they can compete in the playoffs. Monday night, the Clippers defeated the Mavs 118-110. Dallas showed that they definitely can give the Clippers a run for their money. Luka in Game 1 had 42 points against this Clippers defense, who apparently have the best two wing defenders in the NBA. They were on pace to beat the Clippers before the ejection of Porzingis. I feel like he got ejected and it kind of killed the Mavs spirit. I feel like the ejection was kind of a little soft as well, but it happened, and hopefully, you know, he learns from that mistake. Porzingis had 14 points before his ejection in third quarter. The Mavericks got great contributions from Tim Hardaway Jr. with 18 points and also Seth Curry, who had 14 points. For the Clippers, Kawhi had 29 and 12. Paul George had 27, and they got a key contribution from Marcus Morris with 19 points for the Clippers. They clearly have a deeper bench and deeper team than Mavs, as it showed Monday night. They could take the series longer, but the Mavs can also make it longer than people expect. The Clippers have the star power to match up with Porzingis and Luka, but they also have more guys like Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, Reggie Jackson, also Marcus Morris, who can score and have been great players in the past. My opinion, the Clippers will win, but I think it'll go seven games. I think it'll be 4-3 Clippers. I feel like Dallas will be able to compete, but once it comes down to it, they might not have enough depth to really beat those guys in Los Angeles. Next, we have the 3-6 series, Nuggets versus Jazz. In this series, I feel like it'll be competitive. Of course, we are in the Western Conference, but I feel like there also may be a big gap as of now between the two teams, especially if Gary Harris and Will Barton come back from injury. For the Nuggets, they have a full roster of guys from Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Paul Millsap. They can throw different bodies at Donovan Mitchell, and it can be helpful for the Nuggets. For the Jazz, on the other hand, they battled a lot this season between Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. And in the first game, they didn't have Mike Conley, so it's kind of tough. We don't know how he's going to come back and when he's going to come back due to the birth of his son. In the first game Monday afternoon, the Nuggets outlasted the Jazz 135-125 in overtime. Donovan Mitchell definitely put his team on his back and dropped about 57 points in the first game of the series. He also had a good support from Joe Ingles, who had 19 points. Jordan Clarkson had 18 points and 17 points from Rudy Gobert. For the Nuggets, they got great games out of their key guys. Jamal Murray had 36. Jokic had 29 and 10. They got great help from Jeremy Grant, who had 19 points. Monte Morris and Michael Porter Jr. and Torrey Craig combined for 38 points on the night. My prediction for this series, Nuggets 4-2. Denver will put up a lot of points because of their versatility to score multiple options. They will also be able to get stops down the stretch and be able to lock in on Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. We'll have to see who else can step up for the Jazz and how Mike Conley comes back and help this team. Next series, who plays today as well, Houston versus the Thunder. This series, to me, will be one to watch. You have Chris Paul playing against his former team and Russell Westbrook and James Harden playing against their former teams who were drafted by them. We both have a backcourt matchup of Russell Westbrook and James Harden versus CP3 and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. James and Russ combined for 60 points per game together. CP3 and SGA combined for 40 points per game. This will be an intense matchup for both teams, and the battle can really go seven games. As of right now, Russell Westbrook isn't playing game one. We don't know how his quad strain will work and when he'll come back. So my prediction for this team, I feel like it'll go 4-3, Houston will win. I feel like when it comes down to it, James Harden will just be too much for his Thunder team. And he'll be able to just take control of the game and slow it down and isolate whenever he wants to. We'll have to see how this series goes, but I feel like it'll go 7. It'll be a tough, hard-fought series between these two teams. Now I'll take it to the Eastern Conference, where I already discussed the Bucks and the Magic, of course. We'll go to 2-7, the Raptors versus the Nets. In game one, the Raptors jumped out to a 33-point lead over the Nets before the Nets stormed back to cut it to 8. The Raptors kept the foot on the gas and defeated the Nets 134-110. For the Raptors, they had 7 players in double digits. Started with Fred VanVleet. He led the team with 30 points off 8 three-pointers from beyond the arc. Serge Ibaka added 22 points off the bench with 7 rebounds. And Pascal Siakam scored 18 points with 11 rebounds. Kyle Lowry, who stuffed the stat sheet with 16 points, 7 assists. 7 rebounds and 6 assists. Lowry's one of those guys who does all the little things for this team, and he's a great leader. Marc Gasol, OG Anunoby, and Terrence Davis combined for 36 points as well for the Raptors. For the Nets, they had 5 players in double figures. Timothy Luau-Cabarrot scored 26 points on 9-13 shooting for the Nets. Caris LeVert added 15 points and 15 assists. LeVert, who didn't shoot exceptionally well, still contributed to this team. Jared Allen added 15 points and 12 assists. And lastly, Joe Harris added 19 points on 8-14 shooting. This would definitely be a different series and different seeding if Kyrie and Kevin Durant were playing for this Brooklyn team. But since they're not, the Nets will have a tough matchup against the Raptors. Toronto, who comes into the series after playing exceptionally well this season, doesn't show any signs of letting up. Toronto definitely this season has a better winning percentage in this season than they had last season with Kawhi and has the best win percentage in franchise history this year. With their three-headed monster of Van Vliet, Lowry, and Siakam, these guys will be trying their best to defend their crown as defending champions. For the Nets, although they may be understaffed right now, they still have a guy who has a bright future ahead of them. Caris LeVert has put on a show for Brooklyn and kept them alive in the playoffs. For the Nets, next season they have a great dynamic score between LeVert, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. My prediction, Toronto will win 4-1. The Raptors have experience in the grit and grind and the scoring ability to beat this team. The Nets right now are just undermanned with Spencer Dinwiddie, DeAndre Jordan deciding not to join the team due to coronavirus. LeVert would definitely probably lead this team to one win, but I still feel like Toronto would just be too much. Next, I have the 3-6, which would be the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Boston Celtics. This can definitely be an intriguing series. Although Ben Simmons is hurt and is out for the season, they still have Joel Embiid who can score at will. Embiid's health will definitely be a big concern as he injured his hand in the second-to-last bubble game and has been experienced some swelling, but he can do whatever he wants if he's healthy. For the Celtics, they have a three-headed monster with Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, and Kemba Walker, who all have averaged 20 points this season for Boston. When it comes down to this series, the main thing the Celtics is how they lock in on Embiid and don't let him just bully them the whole series. For the 76ers, are they going to be able to match up and score enough to defend Boston's high-powered offense? In Game 1, as we saw last night, the Celtics defeated the 76ers 109-101. For the Celtics, they got a great game out of their big three, Tatum, Brown, and Walker. Tatum had 32 points and 13 rebounds. Brown added 29 points, and Kemba Walker added 19 points. For the 76ers, they got a great game out of Embiid, who had 26 and 16 rebounds. Alex Burke and Josh Richardson added 18 points apiece. Tobias Harris added 15 points for these guys. My prediction, Boston will win. It'll be a 4-2 matchup. I feel like Embiid will make the series competitive alongside guys like Al Horford, Tobias Harris, and Josh Richardson. But when it comes down to it, when you have a team who has three 20-point scorers, it's hard to really defend that and beat this team. They also have a guy in Gordon Hayward. He did just get injured, but if he was playing, he was going to give you 12 to 15 points a game as well. Hayward is out 4 weeks with a sprained ankle, so we'll see how that affects this this Celtics team. But those guys will definitely be able to compete and make this game interesting, and they'll be able to win the series. Lastly, we have the 4-5 matchup with the Heat and the Pacers. This matchup to me is more than just the team. You have Jimmy Butler versus TJ Warren. These guys have been going at it ever since the first matchup between Miami when Jimmy got there and Indiana when TJ Warren was there. Warren, who was on a tear in the bubble, came up against Jimmy Butler, and Butler held him to 12 points, which was way below his average in the bubble. Back to the series, though. This Miami team has a good mix of scoring and dog mentality players led by head dog Jimmy Butler. He's changed the atmosphere and the culture of this organization. For the Pacers, they are getting their star guard, Victor Oladipo, back from injury at the perfect time, and he'll step up big time if he wants this team to win and be successful in the playoffs. My prediction, I have the Heat winning. I have them winning 4-2 as well. This series isn't hard to choose from. The Heat just have too many players to deal with in the Pacers. You have Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Herro, Duncan Robinson, Gordon Dragic off the bench. They have a mix of guys who can score for them. Miami is a sleeper team to me who can match up with this Bucks team in the second round and maybe pull off that upset. Jimmy Butler, he just has to come out and play like a dog mentality. And he has to come out and just assert himself over this Pacers team. Next podcast, I will be uploading and updating the playoff series and how I see each team playing right now. As of now, it looks like we're going to have an upset. With 27 seconds left, the Magic are definitely beating the Bucks 120-107. Giannis just hit a free throw. But it looks like for game one of this series, the Magic came out and surprised the world. Giannis definitely played his great part, but it's just like, as I said, who else will give him a spark? So the Magic pulled off game one upset. Next time on the Sideline Story, I will definitely be updating these playoff series, updating my people who've played great in the playoffs so far. Thank you guys for listening. Till next time, it's your boy JB. Y'all be safe and be blessed. Much love.